His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you, and His Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamb. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamb. Oh, come and sing the song with gladness as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. Oh, give Him all your tears of sadness, give Him all your years of pain. You will enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamb. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with the Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you, and His Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs.
Father, we thank You for this great time of fellowship and worship. Lord, we thank You for the powerful testimonies that we have heard this morning. Your love is marvelous, Lord. Thank You for the great love that You have demonstrated on the cross. Father, I pray that You continue to bless these brothers and sisters, Lord, as they have found You, as they have found this new faith. I pray that may they be grounded and rooted in Your word, Lord, that You will hold their hands. You will carry them on Your shoulders, Lord. You be their friend, and You fill the lambs, Lord Jesus. I pray, O God, may You walk before them. May You walk beside them. You hold Your hands and lead them forward, Lord. I pray for every single one gathered here. Thank You, Lord, for the joy that You've given us, me and Shida, Lord, to come and spend the last few days with Your people as we poured our hearts, Lord, as You shared with them what You have laid upon our hearts. I pray that the word that we have spoken will bring life to the people, O God. I pray, O God, we will see an impact in the years to come, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I do not know if I would ever come back to this land again, but I know, God, one day we will see them all in eternity, never to say goodbye, Lord, that we will all be together, all eternity, worshiping you, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, keep us all under the wings, Lord. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves and follow you till the very end, Lord, because a call to follow is called to die. I pray that make our people very strong. Let the Holy Spirit guide every step of the way, Lord. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise tonight, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I was I told you that I would speak something on bitterness, but I felt like I don't want to be bitter and end the meeting here. So I would probably do it some other time. And also, it's a little lengthy message. So I told Pastor Koshi, maybe some other time I can probably come on Skype or whatever, Zoom that you guys are doing. And I'll probably do it from a remote. And this morning, we also don't have a lot of time because we have to get ready and go. So we'll turn our Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 6. Something on a very light note. John's Gospel, chapter 6, all right? Very familiar incident, miracle. I'll read it for you, so just pay attention. This is reading from verse 1 on. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw this, for the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into this world." Amen. Very simple passage of scripture, a miracle that Jesus performed. A miracle that is actually recorded by all 4 evangelists. It's written in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Well, the great lesson that Jesus actually trying to speak out of this is actually that Jesus is the bread of life. Amen. That is actually the overarching theme of this whole thing. I really wanted to do a little character study here, so we're going to pick up 3 people mentioned in the story here. I told you that I want this to be a very light message, something to think about, something more of a devotional in nature. So we have Mr. Philip, Andrew, and the boy. We don't know his name, okay? The boy who gave Jesus his lunch. Well, that's maybe somebody that when you get to heaven, you should look for. I think I'm going to look for that boy. I would really wanted to. There are some people that I really wanted to meet in heaven, just simply shake hands. They've done some amazing things. This is one of the persons that I wanted to go see. The boy who gave Jesus his lunchbox. All right. John chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. When Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" All right. See, he asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages, buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." All right. The first person that I want to talk to here is, you know, Philip. All right. When I think about Philip, Philip is somebody who was trying to figure out how can we manage with little stuff. Okay, he was kind of figuring out on the least. See, there are people like that, you know, they don't have big visions. They look for like small scale things. All right, there is nothing wrong with that, but in kingdom business, we have to have great expectations. I hope you recall the words of William Carey that I mentioned here. Expect, is it small things? No. Expect great things from God. Amen. You and I read Malayalam Bible today, it's because of that man. And so many other Indian languages and maybe other, you know, Asian languages, God has used William Carey. Praise God. Expecting great things from God. All right? So Jesus asked a question here to Philip. Where shall we buy bread from for to eat? All right? Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people? All right. This is an issue. Jesus identified an issue, all right, and asked this question to him. Philip, what do you think about this? Where are we going to get bread for these people here? You know, this can be a question for your own, you know, issues. Jesus said, when you pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, Jesus said, when you say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," then the next thing is, "Give us this day our daily bread." You know, daily bread is a broad term. It can be many things. Daily bread includes the physical bread they're going to eat, or whatever chapati or biryani are going to eat. That's part of it. But it also means your daily dose of peace. Your daily dose of sanity. Amen. Or the daily dose of level-headedness. We need a lot of those things. Patience. Every single day we need all these things. You know, some people get very surprised. They think that Christians don't have a problem. Man, we got daily problems. Our daily problems need daily bread. Right? Yes, we do have issues. We have. See, Jesus, it's very interesting. Verse 6 says, there's a little note that says, Jesus saw the problem before Philip saw the problem. See, I want you to know something here. Even before you think about your daily bread issue, Jesus already knows that you're going to have it. Can I hear an amen for that? What a great Savior. What a great Savior. So if you are really worried about, hey, where's the bread going to come? I want you to know something. Jesus knew it before you even thought about it. See, that's the joy of being a Christian. That's the joy of being a child of God. We have a shepherd who knows what you really need. Amen. You know, I think last time when I came here, I preached a sermon from Psalms 23. I hope some of you remember that. Well, Psalms 23, you see David, as he writes that particular song, you know, every psalm is a song. The imagery that he uses for himself is a sheep. And Jesus is the shepherd. There's a reason for it. Because sheep are dumb, they're nasty, they're defenseless. Okay? That's how you would describe a sheep. They cannot defend themselves. You don't see them in any great places. Someone has to really take care of everything. When the grass gets over, they have no idea where the grass, where they're going to be fed tomorrow. Who goes ahead of them? The shepherd goes ahead of them even before he knows that this is going to last for another 3 more days. So the shepherd will go over, climb over to the next hill and maybe go to the side of the valley. And he will go find the green pastures and come back and take his people there. He will go scout the land, find the place, green pasture. He comes. He knows where the still water is. He knows where the safe place is. The sheep don't have to worry about anything. Amen. And they can't even take care of themselves. So the shepherd takes care of everything. Amen. Amen. So I want you to know something. Your Lord is your shepherd. Even before you think about, even before the question is posed, you know, the Lord knows exactly what he was going to do. Amen. Your provision is already planned. God has already planned everything for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Philip, listen here. Philip is trying to really figure out what can we do with the little things. He said, for everyone to get just a bite. Okay? See, I want you to understand, our God is not somebody who has given you a bite. Okay? When he has already planned that your stomach is going to be full and the leftover is going to be collected in basket, 12 baskets, don't be thinking about a bite. Okay? Do not underestimate your God. Amen. Amen. Do not underestimate your God. This is where our faith needs to really grow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, many people see only problems. They focus on them. See, I want you to know something here. Focusing on problem limits your horizon. Amen. When you start looking at problems, focusing on problem, it limits your horizon. Ninde chakravalangale adu parimithippeduthum ninde deivam nenne vilichirikkunnathu oru limited portion vendi alla one karyangalkku vendi deivam nenne vilichirikkunnathu nee problemathe nokkande aavashyamilla idine ella srishticha deivathe nokkanam aavashyam. Hallelujah. Look at God. He is limitless. Amen. Hallelujah. We should focus on the power of God. See, this is one of the reasons most of us live below our potential. Amen. See, I was not born in an aristocratic family. I was born in a village. Never studied in an English medium school. Okay? Never studied English medium school. Because we had teachers who were teaching us English in Malayalam. In high school. But I never dreamt of flying in an airplane. Never. My parents never, none of them passed high school. That's where I came from. I'm not saying I'm a rich guy. I'm a very poor person. My father worked in a factory. That's my upbringing. And you won't believe it. My home was actually, there's a hill. Very next to the hill was my house. And it was not a tar or concrete road or anything. And there was this guy who would come with ice cream in a bicycle with a big box in the back. It's called ice stick, not ice cream. Just water and color. I don't know what color they use. And during that time, it was not even sugar, it was saccharin. Okay? And this guy will come, he's so heavy. And to push this thing across was a big struggle. So he would wait for. So on Saturday, I know he comes at 11:30. So Saturday, 11 o'clock onwards, I'm sitting there. There's another boy from my village, he's also sitting. We are kind of fighting as to who is going to push this across. So this thing will come there. This guy will come. I can hear you because he has his, bell going on and also. He comes to this place and he needs some help. So I'll push this thing all the way on the top. Then he will, of course, open the lid and look inside. He's not looking for a perfect ice stick. He's looking for a broken one because he cannot sell it. But he so cannot he sell to give this me kid. This broken one. So he will look inside and look. I'm just praying, Lord, I hope he'll give me a big one. You have no idea. I was a little village kid, you know, was looking for all these things. And he would give me a broken one. I'm going to sit there. I'm praying that this will never melt away. But I want to tell you something. One of those my little trips, I got a postcard that somebody dropped. I think postman or somebody. It was actually a picture of an air, some postcard of a plane. Okay? And I just simply took that. I said, Lord, when am I going to fly in one of these? Are you going to take me? I can never imagine going to a city to study. I sat in a village school. But I want to tell you something. Do not limit your dream. I'm not saying I'm somebody today, but at least from my little perspective, I think God has really taken me to places where now I have difficulty flying too much now. I've traveled around the world so many times in different parts of the world. God is a faithful God. You know, and you won't believe it. The picture I saw, the plane was Pan Am. And you don't even have a flight today called Pan Am. And you won't believe it. When I was flying from Mumbai to New York City, I did not realize that. When I was sitting there for a while, then I realized my old dream and my prayer. I was flying on Pan Am Airline. God is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't think for a little bite. Start praying greater things. See, as long as you're not praying for something, you know, to accumulate more wealth and all this, if you are doing things for the glory of God, and God will bring it into fruition. Hallelujah. So the people come and ask me, Pastor, you were born and raised in Bangalore? I said, no. They thought I went to an English medium school, studied. None of those things. It's all because of God's grace and God's mercy. Hallelujah. Anyway, I was not trying to say that, but anyway, it just simply came. All right, so we, a lot of us live below our potential. See, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't work hard. There was a practice after that in my personal life. How many of you read dictionary? I used to read dictionary. And every night I memorized at least 4 new words for so many years. Before I go to bed, I would take something in English and read for at least 4 pages before I go to sleep. That's how I learned. I used to write people in English, and there's English. It didn't matter to me, but I believe all those hard works paid off. Amen. Hallelujah. So Philip is somebody who is trying to do what I can do with a little bit of stuff. Look at the next person here. All right. Chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. Someone read it for me. All right. അവൻ്റെ ശിഷ്യന്മാർ ഒരുത്തനായ ശിമോൻ പത്രോസ് സഹോദരൻ അന്ത്രോസ് അവനോട് ഇവിടെ ഒരു ബാലകുണ്ട് അവൻ്റെ പക്കൽ 5 ഏവത്തപ്പവും 2 മീനുണ്ട് എങ്കിലും ഇത് എത്ര പേർക്കുള്ളൂവെന്ന് ജീസസ് ഡി നോട്ട് സേ ഐ വോണ്ട് യു ടു ഗോ ലുക്ക് ഫോർ സംതിങ് അമംഗ് യു ഡിഡ് ഹി സേ ദാറ്റ് നോ ഓൾ ദാറ്റ് ഹി ജസ്റ്റ് ഹി പ്രോബബ്ലി ഓവർഹേർഡ് ജീസസ് ഹാവിങ് എ കൺവേഴ്സേഷൻ വിത്ത് ഫിലിപ്പ് വേർ ഷാൾ വി ബൈ bread. See, all of a sudden, Andrew was on a search mission. He wants to see if there's anything here that I can bring it to the Lord. See, I thank God for people like that. They are looking right here. Something must be here. So he just walks around and finally he comes across this little boy. I don't know see, I want you to know everybody is very hungry there. How many days? Jesus said these people will faint if I let them go. ഇവർ പോകുന്ന വഴിക്ക് എന്ത് ചെയ്യും? അപ്പൊ ഈ പയ്യൻ ഇത് കഴിക്കാതെ വെച്ചോണ്ടിരുന്ന കാര്യം എനിക്കറിയാൻ മേലത്ത്. ഒന്നുകിലും എന്തോ വൈറ്റ്നസ് ഉണ്ടായിക്കാണ് രണ്ട് ദിവസം അല്ലേ. The boy would have eaten this whole thing. He probably had some dysentery or diarrhea or something for the last 2 days. So he probably didn't get to eat it. Somehow he saved it for this day. Leo, I don't know, because kids will eat everything. I see Caleb eating anything he gets, he eats. So, right, Caleb? That's how, man, I used to be exactly like you. Anything I get, I'm like a hog, I'll go. All right, so, but this little boy had it, he spared it, he kept it all these days. I don't know how Andrew must have approached this boy. Hey, he must have reached his boy. Hey, Caleb, how are you, man? Is everything going all right with you? Yes, sir. What's that, man? I said, is that your lunch? Don't even look at it. But the boy, I want you to look at this boy here. How he convinced this boy to give this to him. I think it took a special skill for Andrew to do that. See, he found this boy, agreed to give this to him. And he goes to Jesus. There's a boy here with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? But he also has a little doubt at the end of it. There's a boy here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Amen, Lord, I know you can do great and mighty things. That's not how it ends, okay? Okay, there's a boy here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. At the end of it, the tail part of it, this little statement of unbelief. That's okay. But how far this will go among so many. Praise God. But that's okay. But he's a finder. He's looking for some possibility. Even though there's little unbelief left in you, if you are still looking for a possibility, God will work on it. God will remove that unbelief one day. God will work on the possibility, and you're going to see miracles. So keep your eyes open. Start looking for something small within your life. You will see God works on it. God is going to put his miracle on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to just take you a little further with Andrew first meeting Jesus. All right? See, Andrew was most probably one of the disciples of John the Baptist before he joined Jesus. So he must have gone to the wilderness actually to see this prophet. All right? You would see actually in John chapter 1 verse 36, 40 onwards, where John the Baptist actually saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." So he must have heard it. John the Baptist saying, "Here is the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world." And that's when he really started having this interest. He wanted to find out, man, who is this? Who is this person? He wanted to know more about it. He was intrigued and interested, you know. So he followed Jesus from that day onwards. Okay? And he saw them following and asking what they wanted. So Jesus goes, 138. Look at John 138. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" I like Andrew. Andrew wants to know stuff. He's looking for possibilities. All that he heard was John the Baptist telling, what? "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the..." He immediately left John the Baptist. Went after Jesus, going after him. And when he saw him coming after him, he turned around asking, "What do you want?" Whatever it may be. He said, "What do you want?" What was the answer? "Where are you staying?" He didn't ask, "Who are you?" He didn't ask any more things. What is the question? "Where are you?" That means I want to hang out with you. I like that. See, I want to take you to Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, where Moses was tending the sheep. And he saw a bush on fire. Amen. A bush on fire. But it's a usual sight in a place like that. It's a mountain, little bushfires are very common. But he was watching it. There's something special about this fire. What is it? The fire is burning. The bush is not consumed. Okay? The next thing is written there. He went closer. He went closer to see why this is not burning down and why it is still burning and what is happening. When the Lord saw that he went closer, that's when the Lord began to speak to him. The Lord will speak to those people who get closer to him, who wants to know him. Hallelujah. If you see a move of God, move closely and say, God, why not in me? Why not in my family? Why not in my personal life? Hallelujah. When you watch a television show, when you watch an evangelist preaching and you great things are happening deep inside of your heart, not for your selfish interest, but for the kingdom interest, why not you say a prayer? Lord, why not me? Why not use me for your glory, Lord? Why not me? Get closer and ask him, why not me, Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move in me, O God. Move in me, O God. Move in me, O God. Burn in me, O God. Send me as a missionary, God. Send me with the gospel, O God. Send me to that house, O God. Send me to that person, O God. Hallelujah. Verse 39. Interesting. This is the first meeting with Jesus Christ. It was so memorable. Okay? Very memorable. For they even remember the time it happened. നിങ്ങളെ വാക്യം ഒന്ന് വായിച്ചു നോക്കൂ. വന്ന് കാൺ മീൻ അല്ലേ? എന്ന് യേശു പറഞ്ഞു, കം ആൻഡ് സീ. ഓൾ റൈറ്റ്, കം, ഹി റിപ്ലൈഡ്, യു വിൽ സീ. സോ ദേ വെന്റ് ആൻഡ് സോ വെർ ജീസസ് വാസ് സ്റ്റേയിങ് ആൻഡ് ദേ സ്പെൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഡേ വിത്ത് ഹിം. ഇറ്റ് വാസ് അബൌട്ട് 4 PM. That meeting was so special. They remember the time. It was 4 PM. A day they spent with Jesus. The day Andrew spent with Jesus. He said, I can never forget that day. It was 4 PM. We were hanging out with Jesus. That revolutionized my life. That changed my life. Hallelujah. Anyone who hangs with Jesus for an hour, I tell you, it'll change your life. Hallelujah. The only one thing that will change and revolutionize your life, it's the time that you spend with Jesus. It was 4 PM. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. And he departed from Christ. When he departed from Christ, see, athra samayokka madhi. He had a great conviction in his heart. Endha conviction ennariyo? This is Jesus, the Lamb of God. This is Messiah. ഇതാണ് മശിഹ, ഇതാണ് പ്രവാചകന്മാരും നോക്കിയിരുന്ന മശിഹ, ഇതായിരുന്നു ഇസ്രായേലിന്റെ സ്വപ്നം. ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ മാൻ, ദിസ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് വി ബീൻ ലുക്കിംഗ് ഫോർ, ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ പേഴ്സൺ. സീ, ആൻഡ്രൂ റൈറ്റ് ആഫ്റ്റർ കമ്മിങ് ഫ്രം ദർ, ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ജോൺ ചാപ്റ്റർ 1:40 and 41. എന്താ പറഞ്ഞു? ആൻഡ്രൂ, സൈമൺ പീറ്റേഴ്സ് ബ്രദർ, was one of the two who heard what John has said and followed Jesus. Amen. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found Messiah, we have found Christ. ninakku oru karyam convinced aayittundengil, if you are convinced about one thing, if you are convinced about Christ, you have a business to go find your brother and you have to tell him that, yes, we found the Messiah. Hallelujah. You got to tell somebody, you got to find somebody, but you need to be convinced about the fact that this is the Savior. There is no other a Savior. This is the Messiah. So he goes there and tells him this. Amen. See, in my experience, I've seen the newly converted people are the best finders. They wanted to go tell somebody. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you can remember the time when you were a finder. You wanted to find your brother. You want to find your cousin. You want to tell your friend about Christ. What happened to that spirit today? Is he still with you? Are you still looking for your brothers? Amen. So he brings his brother. Hallelujah. Brings his brother to the Lord. He must share his conviction. Andrew could think of one person, his brother. I want you to understand, Andrew was probably living under the shadow of Peter. Peter must have had a very strong personality. But he was really thinking in his heart. You know, Andrew was the first person to follow Christ. Yes or no? Out of these two brothers, Andrew was the first disciple. Andrew became the first disciple. Only after that, who followed? Peter followed. Amen. But I tell you something. Yet he is never mentioned first in the list of 12 disciples. Adi Ardavera, whose name is mentioned first. Peter is always first. Andrew is mentioned always second. Who found him first? Andrew followed him first. But I want to tell you something. I like Andrew. Andrew was never upset. All that he thought was, my brother can be a greater asset to the kingdom and to Jesus than me. See, if you have that spirit, you'll never be upset. Lord, use any person. Lord, use any person. Amen. See, in big churches like ours, you know, we're a big church. If you ever come across, let's say, a family newly come, and we hear that one of their sons plays drums, I tell you, people whose children were already playing, their parents will have a heart attack. What if my son loses his chance? So they're praying, Lord, don't bring anybody with any skills anymore. Because we have enough drummers and keyboard players here. We don't need any more people. Bring somebody who cannot play anything but listen and enjoy. That's not a good spirit. If God can use somebody, let him be used. If he can be better than me, I want him to be used for the kingdom. It's a kingdom is the first agenda. Promoting kingdom should be our desire. That's Andrew's spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Peter is always at the center. He's always at the spotlight. He's always the star. And Andrew knew that Peter had gifts that he does not have. Praise God. Can you imagine if Andrew was a little selfish? If Andrew did not have this discernment, if Andrew had been doubtful, Peter would have never listened. Andrew was really convinced, this is Messiah. We have found Messiah, Peter. We found him. Why don't you come? Come, meet this Messiah. I really believe that part of the reason why Andrew has the spirit is because he was hanging out with John the Baptist. Amen. See, who you hang out with is very important. And we read about John the Baptist. What did he say? There's somebody coming after me. He is greater than me. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals. Avante cherippinte varavodu vadippan njan yogyanalla. I must decrease and he must increase. And this is the philosophy, this is the message that constantly Andrew heard. Hallelujah. And that's exactly the reason when Andrew got an opportunity, he said, Peter must come. Peter must come to the center. My brother must take over. He must be of great use for the Lord. What a great spirit it is. I pray that we will have some Andrews in this place.
John the Baptist in this place.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But on the other hand, Andrew did not rule out the possibility. That's the reason he still brought the boy. The lunch was a small thing, but he still reported it. Amen. It is small, but he still came and said, Jesus, I know it's such a small thing, it's not enough for everybody, but still there's a possibility here. You know, I want to tell you something. For God to work, you know, he doesn't need much. Can I hear an amen to that? For Elijah the prophet, all that he needed was a hand-sized cloud. Oru kaippatti poleyulla megham mathram madiyayirunnu. Amen. Hallelujah, that's all you need. Doesn't matter how big it is, doesn't matter how small it is, God can use it. Because the Bible is filled with people, with God using small things. Amen. Small things in the hand of a big God. Amen. Amen. You see, when he opened the blind man's eyes, what did he use? Did he order, we go to the pharmacy and said, I want to get the best ointment that can open a blind man's eye. It must be from England, UK. I don't want any brand coming from China or India. I don't want it from any other Reddy's laboratories, but it has to come straight from UK, England. So none of them he used. And everybody was looking, he spat on the ground. Everybody said, yucky. The next thing is he just sits down there. And the next thing is even gross. What is he doing? He's making a paste with it. Spitting again, making paste. Everybody is saying, man, that's yuck. And he takes it, scoop it, and smear it on the eyes of the guy. What are we talking about? Two small, insignificant things of the nature. Spit and dust. See, they don't even want these camp center don't even want to have the dust inside. They say, you keep your shoes outside. Nobody wants it. But that's what God uses. That's what God uses. When the finger of the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, was circling, was going through that, he was turning that dust into an ointment that can open any blind eyes. Hallelujah. Small things in the hand of a big God. Hallelujah. That's what we believe in. So never underestimate small things. We believe in a big God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, the next person that I wanted to bring your attention is this little lad who gave all he had. Amen. Praise God. Little is much when you give it into the hand of God. I like verse 10. Well, so Peter, you know, Andrew comes and says, here's a boy with 5 loaves, 2 fish. All right, what did Jesus say? And he also said a little statement, say, I don't really think this is going to feed everybody. I don't think this can really meet the need we have. What's the next thing Jesus says? Make people sit down. Amen. See, this is a truth that you need to understand. This is small little nuggets. We must be willing to obey before we are ready to be blessed. Can I hear an amen for that? You must be willing to obey God before you are ready to be blessed. Anugraham varunnathinu munpe anusarikkan nee thayaarayikkanam. Hallelujah. Onnum kandittalla en jeevitharambam vishwasakalchuvadilathre. Onnum kandittalla
ഇഷ്ടമായിട്ടല്ല എൻ ജീവിതാരംഭം വിശ്വാസ കാഴ്ച
I have not seen anything. I don't know how things are going to pan out. But the one who called me is a faithful God.
എന്നെ വിളിച്ച ദൈവം വിശ്വസ്തനാണ്.
So people obediently started sitting down. See, this can be very humbling, sitting and waiting. Obediently taking their places. Waiting to be fed from the lunch of a child. I want you to know, these are all belittling things, if you really look at it.
എന്തുവാ ഒന്നുമില്ലാതെ ഇരുന്നോളം പറഞ്ഞ ഉടനെ എന്ത് ചെയ്യുക? നിങ്ങളോട് എന്തിരിക്കുക, ഞാൻ നിങ്ങളോട് പറയുക, എല്ലാവരും ഇരുന്നോളം പറഞ്ഞാൽ ലഞ്ച് ചെയ്യാൻ പറഞ്ഞാൽ ആരിൽ ഇരിക്കുക? ആദ്യം പറയും കാണികളോ എവിടെ എന്ന് പറയും.
ഷോ മീ വേഴ്സ് ദ ലഞ്ച്. യു ആസ്ക് മീ ടു സേ ഐ ആം നോട്ട് സിറ്റിംഗ്. വേഴ്സ് ദ ലഞ്ച്. ബട്ട് ദിസ് പീപ്പിൾ വിത്തൗട്ട് സീയിങ് എനിതിങ് ദേ സാറ്റ് ഡൗൺ ഓക്കേ ആൻഡ് വെയ്റ്റിംഗ് ടു ബി ഫെഡ് ഫ്രം ദ ലഞ്ച് ഓഫ് എ ചൈൽഡ്.
വലിയ ആളുകളുടെ പ്ലേറ്റിൽ നിന്നൊന്നുമല്ല, കൊച്ചു പയ്യന്റെ പ്ലേറ്റിൽ നിന്ന് അടിക്കാനിരിക്കുക.
അങ്ങനെ isn't that you, that you could probably think is most humbling thing to do, Liam, right? See, this is different from our worshiping of big names and titles. Our humble savior giving thanks for the food.
ചെറുതാണെങ്കിലും എൻ്റെ തമ്പുരാൻ അത് കരങ്ങളിലേക്ക് എടുത്തേച്ച് അപ്പാ ഇതിനായിട്ട് സ്തോത്രം.
Amen. If you can give thanks for the little, small, meager provision God gives you, God can really multiply and bless it. You have no idea what God can do with the little things that you have. When everybody around you and say, ma'am, this is a kid's meal. Who wants kid's meal here? I don't want anything to, but I tell you, God can supply abundantly. That'll fill your stomach.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I want to just show you here the struggle that went through the mind of this boy before he surrendered it. I told you that Andrew must have done a good job. But this is not written in the scripture, but I'm just seeing it, okay? The struggle this boy went through before he made the surrender, okay? I told you, giving something from kids is not an easy thing. Like Jude, right? Judah. If you have two candies, will you give one to the other person? You're a good boy, you give. But the kids don't give it. They don't. But if there is only one, what do? You give? That's different. Okay, that's good, that's good. That's all right. Okay, I want you to listen here. This is the unrecorded part of this miracle here. Okay, എഴുതപ്പെടാത്ത ഒരു ഭാഗം ശ്രദ്ധിച്ചോണം. The struggle over the call to give his all. They didn't ask for two loaves. Andrew is not asking for two loaves and one fish. Andrew is not asking to share it. Andrew is asking, I want it all.
Hallelujah.
You're waiting for a miracle. Sometimes your miracle never happens because you're unwilling to surrender it. The boy was thinking, you want me to give all five? All two fish, can I have one? One each? I'll give you three. I want you to think about the inner struggle this boy was going through. Surrendering all. മുഴുവൻ കൊടുക്കാനോ?
Hallelujah.
The next struggle is a struggle that called for concern for others. So far in my life, I was only concerned about myself. Now there's a new challenge. You want me to be concerned about others? Do you want me to be concerned about some fellow living in Africa? Do you want me to be concerned about somebody living in North India? Somebody in Uttar Pradesh? Somebody in Nepal? Do you want me to give my heart and money to somebody who speaks Chinese? I never done that. I only given my tithe. But you want me to give it all? I don't even have any care for other people. Now you're asking me to have a care and concern for other people. Yes. That's what miracle, for a miracle to take place, someone needs to be concerned about the other person. And I tell you something, something the Lord has really taught me or recently teaching me. When you pray for somebody, for a need, I'm also sometimes an open prayer pastor. Somebody says, Pastor, will you please pray for my son, pray for my need? I say, no problem, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you meet the needs of this woman. Amen. I don't really have anything inside my heart. But there's a little bit there. But when you pray for somebody, if you sincerely weep from your heart, if your heart can really ache, Bible says Jesus moved with compassion. When he saw the need, he moved with compassion. When you see a person in need, whether it's physical sickness, emotional sickness, financial breakthrough, whatever it is, if your hearts can ache for the other person, if you can really cry with that and say, God, have mercy, I believe heaven will answer your prayers, you will see miracles happening one after other. If you don't have that these days, pray, God, give me such a burden. Even for a simple prayer. You need a burden. It's not a burden. God is going to act. You'll see miracles happening. You may not get any credit for it. But praise God. See, only when you come to the point where you don't take any credit, God will begin to do miracles. Hallelujah. I want you to think about this boy. Giving all. You want me to be concerned about others? You know what's the next thing? The next struggle is, when I give it all, I have to live by faith. And the faith, I'm hungry. I'm stepping into an arena, to a realm, where when I give it all, I have no idea where my next meal is going to come from. I'm hungry. It's a life of faith. It's like these are unrecorded things in the scriptures, but I want you to think about the struggle this boy went through. Hallelujah. But I want you to know this, this boy finally, you know, he crossed over it and he gives his lunch to Andrew and the boy is brought to Jesus. Amen. And you see the great miracles happening. Everybody is sitting down. It is given to Jesus. Jesus gave thanks for it. Amen. And the miracles happening, people are satisfied. Look at the joy of this boy. And I want to just say something about this barley loaves. Since we are doing a little character study, this is a person, of course, it's not a personality here, it's a thing. We're talking about the barley loaves. Okay? Let's look at the previous history of this barley loaves. Amen. Hallelujah. The lad with the loaves brought to notice. It was judged insufficient for the purpose, right? They said this is not sufficient for the purpose. He was willing to part with the cakes. That's very important. ഇതുമായിട്ട് വേർപിരിയുവാൻ ആര് തയ്യാറായി? നമ്മൾ പലപ്പോഴും നമ്മുടെ കേക്കുമായിട്ട് അപ്പവുമായിട്ട് പിരിയാൻ തയ്യാറായാലുള്ള മിറക്കിൾ സംഭവിക്കത്തുള്ളൂ. Amen. You should be willing to part with your cake. Only then you say miracles going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the barley loaves comes there. He parts with the barley loaves. The barley cake now gets into a grand position. Listen here. It gets associated with Jesus Christ. ഈ ആദ്യമായിട്ടാണ് ഈ അവത്തപ്പം ഈ പയ്യന്റെ കയ്യിലിരിക്കുന്ന ഈ അപ്പം ആരുടെ കയ്യിൽ വരിക? യേശുവിൻ്റെ കയ്യിൽ. I want you to know something. This is connected now with the hand of the universe. This is the creator's hand. ഇതാ സർവശക്തൻ്റെ രക്ഷിതാവിൻ്റെ കരങ്ങളിലേക്ക് ഇത് വന്നിരിക്കുക. Hallelujah. Now once it made its way into the hand of the creator to Jesus, focus is not on weakness, sacrifice or insufficiency, but on the power of Christ. Amen. യേശുവിൻ്റെ കയ്യിൽ
നീ കൊടുത്ത് ബന്ധിച്ചു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ പിന്നെ ഒരിക്കലും നമ്മുടെ ഫോക്കസ് എന്തല്ല, ഇത് എത്ര പേർക്ക് വേണ്ടു, ഇവൻ ഏത് വില്ലേജിൽ നിന്ന് വന്നവനാ, ഇവൻ ഏത് യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റിയിൽ നിന്നാണ് ഡിഗ്രി എടുത്തത്, ഇതൊന്നുമല്ല അവിടെ വിഷയമായിരിക്കുന്നത്, ആരുടെ കയ്യിൽ ഇത് കയറിയെന്നുള്ളതാ. ഇറ്റ്സ് എ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ഇറ്റ്സ് എ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ഇറ്റ്സ് എ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ദ ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി മാനിഫെസ്റ്റഡ് ഓൺ ദിസ് ബാളിലോസ്. Amen. See, we all need to be drawing lessons from this. You get transferred into Christ. That is called dedication. Amen. Jesus and your this Barnabas are accepted by Christ. That is called consecration. Listen, dedication, consecration. Now Jesus blessed it. Amen. Christ gave thanks. He gave praise for the meager cause. Christ looks at the potential. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. ഈ തന്നതിനായി സ്തോത്രം എന്ന കർത്താവ് കൊടുത്തപ്പോൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യുക? ജീസസ് സോ ദ പൊട്ടൻഷ്യൽ. Hallelujah. ഗിദയോൻ വന്നേച്ച് പറഞ്ഞു, കർത്താവ് ഗിദയോനെ കണ്ടേച്ച് എന്താ വിളിച്ചത്? ഓ മൈറ്റി മാൻ ഓഫ് വാലർ. വുഡ് ഹി കോൾ ഹിംസെൽഫ് ദാറ്റ്? നോ, ഹി വുഡ് നെവർ കോൾ. ഡോണ്ട് ഈവൻ കോൾ മീ ദാറ്റ്. I'm no valor. I'm no strong soldier. I'm just fearful little cat. But God saw the potential. Hallelujah. See, God gave thanks for the potential. Amen. Deiva eppozhum pidavinu mahatvam kodukkunnathu nammude sadhyathakalkka. Amen. He's giving thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God loves us for what we are becoming. This is what Saint Augustine said. God loves us for what we are becoming. Nammal aarai theerunnu ennulladinaanu deivam mahattam kodukkunnathu, yesu mahattam kodukkunnu. Hallelujah. See, they were increased by Christ. You never run dry. Amen. Ninne maribhoomil muluvan nadathuvan manna nalguvan deivathinu kazhiyum. Hallelujah. And as we end, as we close, I want you to understand the story of the loaves. ഈ അപ്പത്തിൻ്റെ കഥ നമ്മൾ ശ്രദ്ധിച്ച് നോക്കാമെങ്കിൽ, ദ ഇഷ്യൂ ഓഫ് മിസറി ഈസ് റിമൂവ്ഡ്. ഇനിയുടെ പ്രശ്നം ബാക്കിയില്ല, പ്രശ്നം പരിഹരിക്കപ്പെട്ടു കഴിഞ്ഞു. എല്ലാവരും എന്ത് ചെയ്തെന്നാണ് പറഞ്ഞിരിക്കുന്നത്? തിന്ന് തൃപ്തരായി. ജീസസ് ഈസ് ഗ്ലോറിഫൈഡ്. ആമേൻ. ജോൺ 6 Verse 14, it says, അവൻ ചെയ്ത അടയാളങ്ങൾ കണ്ടിട്ട് ലോകത്തിലേക്ക് വരുവാനുള്ള പ്രവാചകൻ ആകുന്നു സത്യവാൻ. People said, this is a prophet who was to come to this world. Jesus is glorified. Misery is removed. Hallelujah. Fragments are gathered. Nothing was lost. Nothing is wasted. യേശുവിൻ്റെ കയ്യിൽ കൊടുക്കുന്ന ഒരു കാര്യവും നഷ്ടപ്പെടുത്തത്തില്ല, വേസ്റ്റ് ആകത്തില്ല. എവറി ബിറ്റ് ഓഫ് യുവർ എനർജി, എവറി ബിറ്റ് യു ഗിവ് ടു ദ ലോർഡ് വിൽ ബി യൂസ്ഡ്, പുട്ട് ടു യൂസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഇറ്റ് വിൽ നോട്ട് ബി യൂസ്ഡ് ഓൺലി ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ഇമ്മീഡിയറ്റ് പർപ്പസ്. ഇറ്റ് വിൽ ബി കാരീഡ് ഓഫ് ഇൻ ബാസ്കറ്റ്സ് ടു ഫീഡ് അതർ പീപ്പിൾ അറ്റ് അതർ ടൈംസ് ഇൻ അതർ സിറ്റീസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. യു ക്യാൻ ഗിവ് യുവർ സെൽഫ് ഇൻ ദ ഹാൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ലോവ്സ് ഹാസ് റെക്കോർഡ് മെയ്ഡ് അബൌട്ട് ദം. നിങ്ങൾ ആരെങ്കിലും കേട്ടിട്ടുണ്ടോ ഏതെങ്കിലും അപ്പത്തെക്കുറിച്ച്, അപ്പത്തെക്കുറിച്ച് സ്റ്റോറി എഴുതിയിരിക്കുന്നത്? Have you ever heard about any loaves made history? These 5 loaves gotten into the annals of history. ചരിത്രത്തിൻ്റെ ഭാഗമായിട്ട് അവർ മാറി ഇല്ലയോ. Loaves made to the king's table never gets chronicled in the book. രാജാക്കന്മാർക്ക് കൊടുക്കുന്ന അപ്പം ഇന്നേ വരെ ചരിത്രത്തിൽ ഒരു സ്ഥാനം പിടിക്കത്തില്ല. എന്നാൽ ഈ പയ്യൻ്റെ 5 ചരിത്രത്തിൻ്റെ ഭാഗമായിട്ട് മാറി. യു ഹാവ് മെയ്ഡ് ഇൻ ടു ക്രോണിക്കൽഡ് ഇൻ ടു ഹിസ്റ്ററി. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. സീ, യു കനോട്ട് ലൂസ് എനിതിങ് വെൻ യു ഗിവ് ഓൾ ടു ജീസസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. And Jesus is calling us to give ourselves completely to him. Joel, will you come? I want us to sing that song, All to Jesus I Surrender. This could be a very simple story. A simple story of Jesus doing a great miracle. But there are great spiritual truths, little nuggets you can pick up and go. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how small is your potential, how big is the trouble. How big is the demand? പ്രശ്നം എത്ര വലിയാണെങ്കിലും ആവശ്യം എത്ര വലിയാണെങ്കിലും നിന്റെ കയ്യിലുള്ളത് വളരെ ചെറുതാണെങ്കിലും ഡു നോട്ട് വറി, വി ബിലീവ് ഇൻ എ ബിഗ് ഗോഡ്. When you connect, when you get connected with a big God, when you get into the hands of a big God, then you don't have to worry about the impossibility, you don't have to worry about the insufficiency, you don't have to worry about the sacrifice. All you need to worry about the power that is going to be upon your life. Ninde mel varuna daiva shakriyana nee kaanuvan idayai thirunathu. Hallelujah. Once you get transferred, consecrated into his hands, God is going to multiply you, God is going to bless you. But I tell you, behind the scene there's a call to give it all. To give it all.
There's a call to be concerned about other people.
Concerned about other people. There is a call to live by faith. ഇത് കൊടുത്തേച്ച് ഇനി നട ജീവിക്കാൻ പോകുന്നത് എങ്ങനെയാ? വിശ്വാസത്താൽ. Hallelujah. When you give your life to Jesus, then it is a life of faith. Amen. Amen. It's a life of faith, and that's the reason we're going to sing, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Will you please stand? I want you to sing it from your heart. Let this come, you know, as we complete this camp here, let's go with that dedication. Amen. It's a dedication of giving everything to Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing.
To Jesus I,
if you can lift your hands up, I would appreciate it. It's a hand of surrender. Hallelujah.
Oh,
you know, life with Christ, especially when you invite Jesus into your heart, oftentimes it's like a guest coming into your house. When a guest come to your house, let's say if they are not staying overnight, or if they stay in your house, the only place where these people come is the room that you are located, the guest room, and the sofa in the living room, and the dining room, maybe the bathroom. But there are other rooms in this house. You have your computers that you locked. You have your passwords. In the life of so many Christians, after many decades of journey with Christ, he does not have access to every room in that house. He does not have access to everything in that house. He doesn't have the access to your phone, access to your computer, access to any of the accounts that you have. We always make Jesus very comfortable sitting in that chair. Jesus, limit yourself to my heart. Don't come invade my privacy. See, that equation doesn't work with Jesus. He wants a life that is completely surrendered to him. It is best thing to give that key bunch that contains key to every room in your home. Hand it over to him and say, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. Not my will, Lord, but it's your will in my life. I have no secrecy, Lord. Everything is open before you. Every desire of mine, every fantasy of mine, every plan of mine is open to you, Jesus. I surrender everything to you. It is a struggle a lot of us go through, like this boy, struggled to give it all. But unless you give it, you will never be blessed. Give your whole life to him. You give your life in concern for other people. You give your life to care for other people. You give your life to preach the gospel to other people. You give your life for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And you also give your life to live a life of faith. ഒരു വിശ്വാസത്തിൻ്റെ വഴി ജീവിക്കുവാൻ. From here after, I will live a life of faith, Lord. Shall we pray? Father, I pray for your people. Lord, you brought us to this place for a purpose. I have declared to them what you laid upon our heart. Even this morning, Lord, as we have gone through this incident of you feeding 5,000, we went to the story of Philip and Andrew and the boy who gave everything and the loaves of bread that was connected into your hand. Lord, thank you because you make music out of a broken reed. Hallelujah. You're a God who makes music out of a broken reed. We thank you, Father. Our brokenness, we give it to you, Lord. Everything we have, we give it to you, Lord. I pray that you would bless your people. This full surrender will result in greater miracles in the lives of these people. I bless them in your name. May you take all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless all of you once again. Thank you so much for having us here. Thank you for the opportunity to come be part of this ministry here. God bless.